What are you fearful of? Is there something that scares you that you're afraid to try? Well, today I'm going to talk about how to face those fears in a healthy way that will allow you to come out stronger on the other side. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. Okay, so fears are a very, very real thing, right? Being scared to do something. And so we don't like to share that emotion too much with other people because it can be interpreted as a sign of weakness, that, oh, you're scared or you're fearful of something, that you're weak, that you are not brave enough to face the facts or that situation. So it's very, very common for a lot of people, right? We have fears, we have insecurities, lots of different reasons. Most people are more willing to run away from pain, fear, insecurities, things that are unsettling that we're kind of scared of. We're more apt to run away from that much, much stronger than we are to run towards something that is liberating, that is pleasurable and, you know, fun and all of those things. And guess what? Marketers know this, advertisers know this, and what you see a lot online and commercials and social media, when you see ads, a lot of the time they want to jab you in the areas that they know are most common people are fearful of, you know, dying, paying taxes, you know, cancer, you know, whatever it is, all of these insecurities that are typical amongst the population that they are prying on people to hit those nerves to cause people to take action. Because we take action much, much greater and stronger when we are removing ourselves from any kind of pain, fearful situations much, much faster than even going towards something that is more pleasurable and inviting. So why is that? Good question. And I'm not a psychologist. However, I do think it's a force of nature, right? It's a force of nature. Our survival instincts tell us that, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, the tough get going. And what does that mean, right? That they means that, you know, fight or flight. And most people choose to flight, right? They choose to run away from it rather than confront it and really fight it head on. So let's talk about some ways that we can do this. And I mean, myself included, right? So let me, you know, share a story with you. I've been fearful for a lot of things all my life. When I was younger, I was always like the smallest kid in class. And, you know, being a boy and, you know, getting into physical, you know, you get into little fights, right? You know, and I was always scared to fight because I was smaller than everybody and I was afraid to get beat up. And it's because I never, you know, my father never taught me how to fight. I never knew how to fight. I didn't practice, you know, so it didn't come natural to me. And so it was something that I shied away from the confrontation, you know, in my younger years. And then finally, when I got into high school, played football, I played a lot of sports. So, you know, I was athletic. I did start to have some muscles. And then I was still never comfortable, but I got into some, you know, scuffles and you know, I like to think I held my own. But even still, today I would go, you know, pick a fight, or I don't initiate that by any means. So I'm not scared of it, but you know, it's not something that I look for. What else? I think a lot of people can relate to that. Obviously, finances, putting a roof on your head, putting food on the table, that could be a little bit of fearful, which causes us to go work, go get a job, right? So we're, a lot of the things that we program ourselves to do is to do what's necessary to avoid all of that pain of, you know, not paying your bills, not making enough money, in some regard, right? One aspect of it. So what can we do to, instead of worrying about the pain of all that, how can we propel ourselves? Like, what? How do we face those fears? And how do we get a hold of them? And I think the best way to do that is to understand, why are they there? Where do they come from? When did this all start? And, you know, look it up. Do some research. Because there is something in our mind that is causing us to have this, you know, insecurity, this fear of something. And so it is up to us to understand, what is the root of that fear? Why am I not compelled to take action in a certain way, right? We want to run from it instead of taking another action that could satisfy us in a more positive way. So I believe once we understand where that comes from and where it originated, was it something we grew up with? Was it something that we see in other people and something that we can relate to? There's many, many reasons why it could be there. So it's different for everyone, but I want you to analyze it yourself. Do some soul searching and see, what is it that is so fearful for you in that situation. And sometimes, and once you do that, hold on, once we get that foundation in place of, you know, make a list of the things that you are fearful of, or some kind of insecurities that you have, examine them, get them all together and everything, right? So that you have your one page of all of those things that you're scared of, afraid of, and why you think that is, right? So write it all down. That way we start to see if there's some similarities, if there's one commonality between all of these fearful things. Is there some action? Is it related to a person? Is it related to your upbringing? Is it related to your job? Or, you know, what is it? You know, some type of relationship possibly. But a lot of it is mental, right? A lot of that part is mental. Either you've been programmed from, you know, media, you know, hereditary. It's quite possible you just kind of grew up in that kind of environment. So the good news is we don't have to remain there. We don't have to live in that state of fear or insecurity. So how do we get out of it? Okay, good question. So now, and this is the fun part, it really is, because now we have to talk to ourselves as if the fear of that is gone. And if that fear was not there, what would it allow us to do? And then you write down on this side of the paper, what would you be able to do if you weren't scared of heights? What could you do, right? I could go on roller coasters, I could go skydiving, I would travel more because I wouldn't be afraid of airplanes, whatever it is, right? Write down all of those positive things that you're not allowing yourself to experience because of some type of fear holding you back. And do that over and over again for each one. What is the positive? What's the benefit? If I didn't have that fear, what would the reward be? What would the pleasure be in my life? In my relationships, with my children, with my spouse, you know, with my parents, whatever it is, there's so much reward out there that if we were able to visualize it, to think about it, to see it in writing on paper, would give us a little bit more courage that we need to say, okay, I'm gonna go for it. Yes, I'm scared as hell, but I'm not gonna let that stop me. That is the definition of courage, right? To be courageous is to take action in spite of fear. It's not that you're not fearful anymore, right? No, you're still scared, but it's not gonna hinder you from taking action. And that courage is the defining moment of you being able to pass into the pleasure zone, of being able to really experience that, even if it's a small level, that little taste of it would, and start small. Trust me, start small. Don't say I'm afraid of heights, so I'm gonna go skydiving tomorrow, right? No, go to a hotel, go to the top floor and look out the window, right? And just kind of peek and look down and think about it, right? So visualize yourself. So, you know, we have to be practical here and do things in a necessary, you know, safe manner. But take action and start. Because then once we start, once we get a little taste and we realize, okay, that's not so bad. And even if it is, oh my God, that scared the hell out of me. Okay, we're going to get a reaction and then we get a result and then we can, you know, reprogram ourselves to be able to try again, maybe try something else. If you say, no, I don't want to go on a skydiving, I don't want to go on a roller coaster, I'm way too scared of that. Try something else that's more outside of your reach, outside of your comfort zone. However, it's you can talk yourself into taking action. You see the reward enough to say, I'm going to go for it. And that's what it is, and that's what life is all about. And whether you love it or not, you're going to learn from the experience. Whether it turns out to be good or bad, it's going to be a learning opportunity. And that's what life is all about at the end of the day. It's up to us to learn and grow every day. And with that comes doing something different, taking chances, change. Something new we need to, you know, stimulate in our life in order to experience new feelings and new environments. And from there, we can make new assumptions, we can have new experiences, and those experiences are what can propel us, you know, to a whole nother trajectory for our lives. So it's okay to be scared. It's okay to have fear. It's okay to have insecurities. All of that's fine. Everybody has them. And I want you to just get to know them better. Be more intimate with those thoughts and those feelings on a deep, intimate level, right? On your inside, and do some digging and do some soul searching. Maybe do some reading and realize where is that coming from. Make your list. Make your pleasure. Connect the dots and, you know, take actionable steps towards something that will help you improve and grow and overcome those fears and take control of your destiny, of your life, and all of those wonderful things that you know you want and you deserve, okay? So be strong, God bless, and I'll talk to you later.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.